We are prepping for the final golf major of the season. Destination Royal Liverpool, legendary track in England, hosting for the 13th time. Our guest, our go-to guy to talk links. He's at the core of the terrific Believe Network that has enhanced our program for years now with great guests. On Twitter, follow Cam. Use the handle at Cam Rogers Live. Cam Rogers, always great having you. How's your summer been going?
What's going on, Steve? Great to be with you. Just wrapped up a little vacation in Plymouth, Massachusetts. All business here this week for the Open Championship.
You know, despite the fact you're here to talk Open, I know you're a Baltimore guy. So when we spoke a month ago before the U.S. Open, Orioles were doing well, chasing Tampa. Now they're legit. I mean, this team's just a game out, wild card leader. How you feeling about your big bad birds from Baltimore?
Pretty weird, to be frank with you, Steve. Not a lot of expectations for the team, although they did exceed them last year, so maybe they were a little bit heightened going into this campaign. And this AL East is something else. I mean, even the Yankees, who are in last place, are above 500, so this is going to be a dogfight till the bitter end. But Anthony Santander leading the way in home runs, RBIs. This team is seventh in runs in the MLB, eighth in slugging percentage. Even the pitching is okay, 16th in the MLB in ERA, getting solid quality starts from the starting rotation. The defense is sensational. And then, of course, Adley Rutschman hitting .276, leading the team in hits, too. That's pretty darn good stuff, so I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's strange to be out here and have all these Oregon State fans asking me about the Baltimore Orioles. Gotta love how sports works. Speaking of local, a quick thought. Last month's U.S. Open, won by a former Duck, Wyndham Clark. Just hung tough, you know. He's in there with Rory and Scottie Scheffler, but the up and down on 11, the par save on 17, the championship lag from 60 on 18. What about that kind of steely performance to become, you know, a first-time major winner?
Yeah, pretty impressive considering his very small major championship resume. He was not on my radar going into LA Country Club, and I think the fact that LACC was a relative unknown helped the long shots out there to maybe have a chance at hoisting a trophy in a major championship capacity. And Wyndham Clark went ahead and did that, to your point, fending off some really good players who are really sensational right now. Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, very much potential factors here this week in particular. But, you know, he didn't come out of nowhere in the sense that Clark had already won the Wells Fargo Championship, which was an elevated event on the PGA Tour. So it was a stacked field. He had a really good iron game coming into the U.S. Open, too. But again, not on my radar, but very impressive in what he did there out there in Los Angeles.
Talking with Cam Rogers, on to Royal Liverpool. First hosted the Open in 1897. Legends, Bobby Jones, Hagen, Tiger. Rory won his claret jug there 9 years ago. They went low, Tiger and Rory, 18 under, 17 under. What are you hearing? Are we going to get a shootout, or is this a course that might bite back like we've seen at some British Open tracks?
Well, as we know with the weather, Steve, it changes every 5 minutes. So even if you look at the forecast when you're watching Golf Channel tonight, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. Now, with that said, it seems like we're going to be pretty wet all week long. Some percentage of precipitation on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, especially the weekend. That means, I think, actually easier scoring conditions. So we could see a score like Tiger's 18 under par or Rory 17 under par. You know, this is one of the easier courses in the Open Rota. So Royal Liverpool, the only reason this course can have teeth here this week would be the wind. And it seems like there might be some wind, but it doesn't look like it's catastrophic, not like 30 miles an hour or something like that. And if this course has benign conditions, I could just see players, especially guys who drive the ball very well, like Dustin Johnson or Brooks Koepka, to go extremely low here this week. And it's unfortunate because the guys didn't really struggle at L.A. Country Club either at the U.S. Open. I want to see these guys struggle in a major, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen here this week, Steve. I expect a birdie fest.
Yeah, love to see him come back to earth a little bit. But on to the contenders. You mentioned Koepka. I feel like now that he's healthy, we're back to, well, it's a major. You got to throw an eye his way. Second at the Masters because of a bad final round, wins the PGA, steady, not spectacular, in a top 20 at the U.S. Open. I know he missed the cut last year, but that was a health issue. What kind of shot you giving Koepka this week?
Well, I like him a lot. He's number five in terms of my power rankings here this week. Of course, to your point, PGA champion. He's been top 30 in all three majors this year, four top 10s at the Open Championship as well. And then people forget, Brooks Koepka did not start his PGA Tour career the typical way, going through Q School and the Korn Ferry Tour. Brooks started full-time on the European Tour, so his experience is really rooted in links-style golf. And so for Brooks Koepka, I think that's going to help him a lot this week. Again, he's built for majors. And I don't see him going away. I think he'll be a factor. I don't think he wins. He's 18-1 in the outright market, but I've got him for a top 10 here this week.
And you have the Masters champ, John Rahm, ranked third in the world. Since he captured his green jacket, he kind of blew up in the first round of the PGA, rallied to make the cut. 65 Sunday, top 10 in the U.S. Open. I don't have to tell you as a European what it would mean to him. He had a rough first round a couple years ago, but he still ended up running third. What about his game suits this course and makes you think, yeah, he'd probably be in the mix on Sunday?
Hey, certainly in the mix for player of the year as well. He was really hot to start the PGA Tour season, has relatively cooled off, but he was top 10 at the U.S. Open. Of course, he's the reigning Masters champion as well. And all of the stats are very good. Over the last 36 rounds in this field, he's second in stroke gained total, second in approach, third in ball striking, 15 to green. He was in contention here a couple of years ago, although the Open Championship overall leaves some to be desired as far as good finishes from him. But I think he's going to finish inside the top 10 here this week. I think he is live to win this thing. I don't think it happens, but, you know, he is very much a factor for me in terms of the handicapping at the Open Championship. I would not expect him to be a non-factor.
Talking British Open, Cam Rogers, Believe Network. Cam also hosts Lock It In on the Believe Network, which, of course, deals with a little sports wagering. So for something like the British Open, I look at Cam Smith won at St. Andrews, had the great showdown with Cam Young and Rory. So how much credence do you give the defending champ of these majors? Smith, ninth at the PGA, fourth at the U.S. Open. Where's he on your radar?
Yeah, he's number seven, and that was more of a respect play because Cam Smith, of course, won at St. Andrews, the home of golf, last year. He won the most recent LIV event, and he's an electric putter. Now, that said, I don't know if Royal Liverpool is the right Open Championship course for him. I mean, Smith sprays it off the tee, and this course is more demanding from the tee box as compared to St. Andrews. St. Andrews's fairways are like football fields wide, a couple of football fields. So, you know, it's a different vibe here this week. If Cam struggles with the driver, there are six holes with OB lurking off the tee. That could lend him to get double bogeys, triple bogeys, what have you. So, you know, I caution Cam Smith fans out there. It's very hard to defend. We haven't seen it since Tiger in 05, 06 at the Open Championship. So although, you know, he's number seven in terms of my rankings, no bets for me on Cam Smith here this week. You know, I think he'll have a fine week, but I don't know if this is the right course for him.
Couple final thoughts for Cam. 10 years ago, Phil Mickelson won the Scottish Open, then the British. Last week, Rory made history, only player ever to win the British, the Scottish, the Irish. He's the favorite, you know, won the jug last time it was held at this track, missed the cut at Augusta, but otherwise, over his last six majors, never worse than eighth. How much in the mix is Mr. McIlroy this week?
Yeah, he is the favorite, plus 700, plus 750, depending on where you look. And listen, he's fighting some history right now. Number one, he has not closed at a major championship since 2014. Number two, you know, we're talking about a situation where, yes, you won the Scottish Open, but you have to go back all the way to Phil for the last time somebody won the Scottish and then the British Open. And so for Rory McIlroy, you know, you look at the numbers in the outright market, right? The last time, I think, off the top of my head, somebody as short as plus 700 won an Open championship, it was Tiger. And Tiger's the anomaly to everything in terms of trends, right? So he's fighting some history. Rory's going to have a good week. He's number three in terms of my power rankings. He's so darn consistent. But I don't think it's his time here this week. He is not my pick to win.
And finally, the pick. The Norwegian, the Oklahoma State Cowboy, won the Memorial. A Sunday 74 cost him his shot last year. A 74 cost him his shot in the Masters this year. He battled Koepka to the wire with a 68 in the PGA on Sunday. He's only 25. He's one of those on-the-brink guys. So what's cracking with his game that makes you think Victor Hovland is a first-time major winner?
Yes, indeed. You look at the numbers, and he's in that 20-to-1 sweet spot. Over the last 10 years, a lot of golfers in the outright market won in that 20-to-1 number or so. Victor Hovland has 7 top 10s on the season, to your point, won the Memorial. That is a major championship kind of feel at Muirfield Village, very difficult golf course. He's 6th on tour and strokes gained off the tee. This is going to be a demanding, again, golf course off the tee this week, 10th tee to green as well. And then I think his putting struggles are mitigated on these greens at an Open championship because they're so darn slow. You know, it's not so bad. And in his debut at the Open championship, he was T12. So the resume is there. The stats are there. The recent form is there. The moment seems right, Steve. I think Victor Hovland hoists the claret jug on Sunday afternoon.
All right, looking for some more international flavoring. Folks, he's Cam Rogers, the Believe Network. Absolutely catch the Lock It In podcast. Always great information. You can drink it all in. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Cam Rogers Live. Cam, always fun. Enjoy the Open. And I'm thinking, maybe we need to talk some Ryder Cup late September before they tee it up in Rome. But as always, appreciate the time, Cam. And thanks a million for coming on.
It's been a great season with you, Steve. Looking forward to chatting soon. Enjoy the week.
All right. Take it easy. There you go. Cam Rogers.